do, you know. Fine people. There was nothing, they wasn't think they were better than you and him, but they was pretty well to do. And of course then he sold the place to his daughter, and her husband just wasn't a financier, and they couldn't take care of it, couldn't pay for it. And then her brother bought it, and the first tower that was built on the mountain up here, why, him and his wife was a school teacher. I went to school to her. And why, he sold the place then to some people, the old timers who come here in Hot Springs was first out. Was as well as I know my to him. And he stayed here for several years, and then he sold the place to a lady, and I bought the place from her. I bought it in September of 36. Doing that during the Depression.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call the front porch anything else besides front porch?
No, I don't think I have. It was a front porch and a back porch. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you, just a tradition here in Garland County or everywhere I've been, every dairyman went in and out the back door. Right. They had front doors and all, but they went in and out the back door to the milk house or barn, just back and forth. Same up here. I'll be over my going in and out my back door back there. Mm-hmm. Now years ago when you bought this house here, there's a window over there like this one. And we had a little cyclone come here and it twisted the house around a little. And I had I didn't know it was bad until several years later, but I had a window taken out there and that door put in there because this house didn't have enough openings. This door here opened out onto the porch, and that there went in there, and the door that was there went in the little back porch there. And I only had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 outside doors. But after I bought it and the cyclone come and moved out, I had a door put in there.
Yeah, I never heard people call the front porch the gallery or the veranda.
Well, I've heard them call the veranda and such as that. And of course, I see the